This conference is being recorded.
Okay, great. Sorry, I just decided to go in and do that.
Excellent.
Yeah. You're brilliant.
All right, good idea.
So if you look at page, I guess it's page 3, but page 37 of the gaze. It also talks. What is it that it says? The students.
Something about there at the collect data, students design and conduct comparative. Is it there in the middle? Oh, begin to use random assignment. Not really.
No. Strengths of association. Oh, here, after the five-number summary in box on page 38, students acknowledge sampling error again. Right before the students quantify the strengths of association.
Since we know some of the people who helped write this GAZE document, should we ask them what they meant or what they had in mind?
Yeah, they have, I could dig in, they have an example, and maybe they illustrate that, because the next example illustrates a little bit more the expectations, but anyway, this is something we can, this is just a draft, reflects what is in there, but if you were to complete the sentence, Larry, what would you complete it with?
Yeah, good idea, Alejandro.
I'll have to think about that.
Okay.
The role of sampling error in sampling? I mean, I recognize the role. Recognize in study design?
Because there's number 9, right, that says recognize that a sample may or may not be representative of a larger population. But that's not it, right? Sampling error is when you're computing your...
See, sampling error refers to, you know, random selection.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can someone remind me, it's been so long now, we've got our own GAZE grid that we were using for the state. How did we get from the PDF version to our own personal GAZE grid?
I was going to ask, Who did that? Because I recognize the objectives that we have in Google Docs embedded in the page 3 or the things that I send.
I put together the GAZE grid.
Okay.
And just went to the actual document. And I'm looking right now to tell you exactly what page.
Yeah. Page 37, if you see the second paragraph, it says, at level B.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, Rebecca, maybe you can enlighten us. What I'm thinking of is what we have for what we've been calling between ourselves item B4 and our GAZE grid, is students develop a basic understanding of the role that probability plays in random selection when selecting a sample and in random assignment when conducting an experiment.
Right.
And to me, that sounds like what we're getting at with the sampling error stuff, with more detail.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at the, I see now where there's like a page that says objectives of, and then it'll say objectives of level A, objectives of level B. They're on different pages. And that's what's in the grid. Are those objectives?
I just couldn't find that in the GAZE document. Which GAZE document are you using?
I'm using a curriculum framework for pre-K-12 statistics education, March 2005.
because the one they have up on the web, that's a different document, and that's why I couldn't find it. But then
I think they changed what's up there, because they used to have it in HTML format, and now it's only up there on a PDF format.
And I looked at every single string they have in PDF, and I couldn't find the objective.
Okay. I thought I had this.
Email that out, Rebecca.
Huh?
You want to email that out to all of us?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Let me see if I don't have it. I think I do.
It's not already posted to Google Docs, is it?
Apparently not.
In Google Docs, I'm not seeing it, but there's a lot of stuff hidden in here. It could be.
And then the other thing they run problems with is that what we have in Google Docs, at the time where I got to the students use and expand the graphical, tabular, and numerical summaries introduced at level 8 to investigate, that I couldn't put into, you know, it's not specific enough, and it refers to level A. And so that would, I had to sort of like deviate from what we have here in Google Docs and look at the other things.
Okay, I found the file, so I'm sending it to everybody right now. The file that I made the grid from. And it's a Word file.
And where did you get that? From the website.
So Lee thinks that they changed what they have posted.
Yeah, because the date on there doesn't say March. It says August.
August 2005?
Yeah, I thought she said March.
She did say March.
Yeah, I said March. I mean, that's what on the document itself, not on the file. The date on the front page is March 2005.
Right. Now, and I'm saying they have changed the website, the GAZE website. If you look at the college side, there's an HTML, PDF, and a Word document for each of the three things. Over on the pre-K to 12 side, there used to be that, and now there's not.
Ah.
Now there's only PDF stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I...
So they have.
My surprise was that I was looking for what we have in our grid, and then I couldn't find it anywhere in the... what they have on the website. But then I found sort of the objectives in those paragraphs that I'm telling you before they start listing things. And so I thought that Rebecca had gotten those from there.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Why you'd think that.
But they sort of match. I mean, this is pretty good.
Right. I'm going to the website now. Everybody, well, eventually you'll get the file that I used. And if you just...
I wonder, is what you have, Rebecca, an electronic version of what they're now offering people can purchase for $15?
Right.
The GAZE Pre-K-12 report, is that what this is?
No, the one that I sent, those pages?
No, the one that Rebecca just sent. Because I'm thinking that the reason they changed the website is did they decide to start charging for this?
Oh.
See, towards the bottom of the K-12 site, it says to purchase a copy of the GAZE Pre-K-12 report for $15 plus shipping, click here. Is that what Rebecca just sent us electronically?
Oh.
Or is that a different thing?
That would make sense.
My understanding
is...
No,
it looks like it's different.
It's very different.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, just, I mean, they're charging for the hard copy, but the hard copy is supposed to be exactly what you could get for free on the web.
And what is on the web is not the same as the document Rebecca just sent.
Interesting. So, what are we going to do, folks?
Well, it kind of looks to me, I opened the document that Rebecca sent, and it kind of looks like a draft to me from 2005, and the copyright date on the final report was 2007, so it could be that that file is a draft. That's at least what it looks like to me.
So these things, well, okay, so it sounds like, though, that the draft had more detail in it. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I think they took this and made the final draft, and it looks like the objectives, they made it into paragraphs that go along with the other things, because the same language is there. It's just in a different structure, in a different way.
Well, it was a lot easier to use it with the objective.
I agree. Yeah. Because it's bulleted, you know? And
well, if we can find their bulleted list in among the paragraphs that they wrote, can we refer to the more recent, the final report? If the ideas are the same, but
that's what I did. I found them, and I tried to say, okay, if these are the objectives, then the expectations that they have, what students need to learn, need to match objectives. And so I was confident then using one or the other will capture what is it that they think is important. And so always go back and say, oh, we like better the so the way the objective is written, or but now I see what like for people that are analyzing the ¿cómo se llama? The state standards, right?
Yeah, Felicity and I have been doing that. This is Rebecca, and we've been using the gaze grid in A1 through 5, B1 through 6, C1 through 9, because we can really hone in on what's there. And I'm feeling a little like we got to be able to make these mesh together.
Oh, but I'm confident.
We can.
On a scale of 1 to 6, how confident? Actually, I have a 1 o'clock meeting on the other side of campus, so I'm going to have to sign off for now. But we'll talk next month, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be working together. Like,
right. Yeah, we'll be in touch, Alejandro. Okay.
Bye. Two out for this time, but
okay, I know we're on this, but maybe I should give a little update of what Felicity and I have found for the state standards.
Sure, go ahead.
Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea.
Okay.
I think it's relevant.
Okay. We've been looking, and my graduate student was working and finding things for us, and we've gone through and actually talked about like 9 of the, keep me honest here, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 states. We've actually looked at the standards and come to an agreement about whether or not those standards, the teacher standards, address the gaze grids, the objectives on the gaze. And 2 of those 9, we say none of them are really met. I mean, in fact, there are no teacher standards for 2 of those states. The other 7, we've come to some kind of agreement on what is specified and what's not.
What may be even more interesting is that we think we're going to verify this week that the remaining states have teacher standards. They don't cover either statistics or probability.
Right.
The 41 remaining states?
42, because we're counting District of Columbia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are some for which we don't have any information at all.
Correct. But there are quite a few. At least half of those that remain, we have a link to go to and check out.
You know, it seems like that bit of work would make an interesting piece in itself, like the extent to which the state standards correspond to the gaze standards, to kind of, and, you know, you could even, like, comment on the amount of work or, you know, what the state of things is right now and what needs to be done yet.
Because one of the things that we're finding, I would say, Felicity, I'm just looking over and I realize you don't have maybe the advantage of doing this, but I'd say B and C, those levels, are the least hit by most of the states, at least half of the states we have.
I know. I was writing this thing, and I was just like, there's nothing here on descriptive, barely anything on descriptive statistics. So comparing groups, inferential, things that they look more like college level.
And really,
this is middle school, you know? So
it's Indiana, Minnesota, and Texas are the states that have most of the objectives identified in their teacher standards. And then the other states, which would be Montana, Maryland, Connecticut, and Colorado, they have very little.
Say the states again. The last set.
Montana, Maryland, Connecticut, Colorado.
What worries me, though, is that we are working on slightly different versions of GAZE guidelines.
Don't worry.
Thanks.
Not to worry. It's the same document. It's just a different language and thing. So if you want me to align what I have to the list of the objectives instead, I can do that easily. It's easier for me to align that instrument to you because you and to the work that we've done before. You're trying to reconstruct all this. And I should have asked at least with someone else about the list of objectives and that there was this other document that I didn't look. So not to worry.
Not to worry is going into the minutes.
Oh, okay.
But what's the worry? I mean, is it that we're going to be inconsistent when we put it all together?
I think the content message is the same. I mean, from the state standard idea, it's not really going to make a difference whether we use, which version we use for assessing whether it's there, because for the most part, statistics is not covered.
Right.
And so that big picture message would not be changed at all.
Correct.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's really actually disturbing, right? In an information age.
Yep.
I mean, that's really alarming. Okay.
In some cases, I think it's actually better, this might sound strange, but I think it's better if it's not in, because if it isn't and they think they're doing statistics by constructing a few, histograms and things like that, because you were talking about the Maryland standards, and that is, I mean, those are a good example of, it computes some summary statistics and graphical displays and not really use them for much of anything, but so I don't know. It is a really complex problem as to how it gets into, how it can get into the curriculum in the way that it should versus the way that it's kind of filtered in so far.
Mm-hmm. So better that they leave it alone than do it wrong. Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Lee, what were you going to say a little while ago?
Never mind.
Okay.
Just a couple other points for me to say is that out of those remaining states that we haven't actually, that we're going to verify, 8 of those she has been unable to find any state standards, any teacher standards.
Mm-hmm. For 8 states?
Pardon me?
For 8, you said?
Yes, uh-huh. So we have to verify that indeed that's correct. And I think that we're going to come up with some more no's on there aren't any standards for teachers out there, not on the web.
Just note, group, we are also differentiating between having math standards but not stats. So some of those who we said don't have stats do have math standards.
Right. A couple of states just have a link to NCTM, to their standards. That's what they have.
Which might actually be better than this kind of hodgepodge.
Right. Yeah. So we, Felicity and I really have some more work to do here. We were trying to concentrate on thinking we were going to find a lot of things. And so we were trying to do those where we definitely felt like there were standards and seeing if we could agree on what's covered in them and what's not. But now we're going to go back and say, okay, well, is there really math? Are there really math standards but not probability and stat? Are there really no standards for teacher?
I think Randy's right that this is going to be a really interesting thing to bring to light.
Because a number of states we've found what they have are professional development standards. That's what they have for teachers, are just professional development standards. And they basically say something like, you should be good at teaching your content.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's what Virginia has.
So, kind of interesting. Well, listen, we need to set a new time. It's not that I want to cut anybody off, but this sometimes takes us a couple of minutes, so maybe we should do that.
I agree. I have one quick note for Alejandra.
See.
Have you looked through existing items for the assessment portion, for the validation section?
No, because that is just
like things that, like in the chaos test, for instance, that you could pull items.
No, and this is going to be, I mean, our priority is to get the instrument done, and that this is just like the validation will come much later, and I just wanted to give you a flavor of the kind of things we need to put in there, and I think this will be the entire group effort. I mean, I can start looking at that stuff, but I think we need to put in place the actual instrument, and then.
Okay. So can I ask? And I know we need to make a schedule, but so the instrument is just going to be the one that we're going to give everybody is just going to be those. Oh, and I can't find the document. Those 13 things and a scale. We're not doing 6-point scale. We agreed before on that. But we're just going to give them those 13 items like that.
Well, we've already changed a couple, so it's somewhere between 10 and 15.
Changed a few, so there's...
I don't know. This is something for the group to discuss. This is the first thing I came up with. But, of course, we can do something more or less, different format. And I just was guided by the self-efficacy for learning stats.
I mean, what do you need to have done?
No, I mean, we can discuss this, whether this is what we want to be the instrument, this 13 things in a Likert scale, and this is what we're going to give to everybody, and the assessment items are validation. That's one way we can go. But if the group decides that that's not a good way to go, then we can...
Why don't we plan next time to spend about 5 or 10 minutes just doing a quick update for each little subgroup, and then the rest of the time talking about general methodology?
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds like what you're getting at, and we talked about it some at JSM, but not everyone was there when we discussed it.
And I know we had never done this discussion, and so part of doing this subgroup thing is so someone can put something up there. Because I think before we have been talking about this instrument and nobody had an idea of how it was going to look like, right?
Exactly.
And so now that we have something in front, then, okay, it's like is it something that just was the expectation or wasn't the expectation, or can we change it, blah, blah, blah.
I'm thinking back to we need to discuss this some more, but the idea with these levels, level A, level B, level C, is that you progress, right?
Yes, they're developmental. Yes.
Right. So if teachers don't feel like they're not confident with doing level A, It seems to me like we need to have level A in the instrument as well as level B.
Oh, that's why I was saying we can do, like this people here, the people who did self-efficacy for learning, they have one that is the current confidence and then the confidence to learn it. And so I was thinking for teachers, we can have precisely what you said, you know, like confident level of the level A, then another one level B. And then if we want to go with high school teachers, then we can do B and C or A, B, C. But I agree, Rebecca, that a pre or something before they take to this, we should measure level A.
Okay, so you're thinking of it as a separate instrument? Or?
Well, no, one instrument but two sections.
Okay, okay, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, let's think about what we should each be doing before our next call, and then we'll set the... and I can't remember what everybody's assignment was for this call.
We haven't heard from the other subgroup.
Yeah.
We're working on it. I'm working on, so Lee and I have talked, this is the literature group. Lee, do you want to talk or do you want me to?
I guess I can sum it in two sentences.
Okay.
TJ is working on getting the EndNote database up to date with all the articles and everything, and for my class, since I'm using some sort of something from this, I have to have a lit review written for October 10th.
Awesome.
So we're working on it. And we had talked about having Lee focus on the part of the literature review that would talk about instrument construction, and that I was looking at the math self-efficacy stuff that we think is related. And so before any of that could happen, I needed to get the EndNote database updated, which I've been working on. I've got things in various places and in various conditions, and so I'm getting there.
Good, 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 good. Sounds great, and we know Alejandra, and I heard the report from Alejandra and Larry, and then from Felicity and I. So shall we continue doing? I think, Alejandra, maybe you should incorporate that part, that level A. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Does everybody else think that's a good idea or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and so Felicity and I are going to continue doing what we've been doing. We're going to stay with the objectives. And
should I try to match the objectives then?
I think here's my personal opinion. Uh-huh. I think the way you've done it right now is better to go to teachers.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But what we've got to have is we've got to have the link between our objectives and
oh,
what you're
doing.
Oh,
so what I'll do is an alignment with the objectives.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't. What other people think?
Yeah. So yeah. At the time we write things up and we talk about them, we can refer to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a documental piece.
So how about other people? That Alejandra's okay with it. What do you guys think?
I agree.
You agree? That's Felicity, I think.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the, okay, so say again what the bottom line is so I can get
the bottom line is that I will leave the things the way they are that match the other frameworks that they have in the document, but I will make a separate document aligning these items with the objectives that
okay.
The other subgroup is working.
So we know what we feel, how they connect together. I think we've got to have that.
And this is sort of like an internal thing.
Right, right. That we'll probably use when we write up everything. Okay, we better set a date because I've got 2:58 on my computer. Who's got a suggestion or whatever? Anybody?
Friday at this time, except next time I'll actually get it right.
What Friday?
It's Friday.
The 24th?
Yes. I can't do that date.
You can't do that date. Okay.
No, at this time I'll be at UVA giving a colloquium. Mm.
31st? I'll be in Florida giving a presentation.
17th?
I'll be doing a follow-up with a school district in Elkhart, Indiana.
My goodness!
What, another day, you said?
Well, so, yeah, so we should we keep looking at Fridays, or should we pick a different day?
Look at different days.
Yeah, let's look at
okay.
different days. What about Wednesday the 22nd?
At this time?
Yes.
Yeah, that works for me.
That's good for me.
I have office hours that start at 1:30, which is 2:30, so we might need to shift the time because it's going to be Wednesdays.
Okay, so start at 1:30 Eastern? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm just saying that, yeah, because I'll have office hours that start. I mean, it's possible I won't have students, but it's also possible that I will have students. So
I would like to say 1 o'clock Eastern?
1 o'clock Eastern?
Which is noon.
It's noon here, right?
Yeah.
So that
I'm actually in Huntsville, Alejandra, so I'm even in Texas at the moment.
I could do, like, the second half of it that day.
So we do 12:30? I mean, 1:30 Eastern?
1:30. Yeah, I might be just a few minutes late, but that should work for me.
Does that work for everybody else?
Works for me.
1:30 Eastern time on Wednesday, October 22nd.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay, somebody want to check with Larry? Do you want me to check with Larry?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So are you in San Houston?
I am, no, I'm just in Huntsville, so I'm outside Houston.
Oh.
So like an hour and a half or something, right? So, okay, I've got us down, and at some point I need people to tell me what you want me to do about whether I should move things from the Learn at OU site to Google Docs or if we're doing something else. We don't need to decide that right now. We're going to need to make a decision about where stuff should live. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Right, other comments or suggestions or whatever?
Also, remind me of my homework level A, right?
Yes. And?
The alignment.
And the alignment with the objective.
And look at the assessment resources that we have, right, Felicity?
Right.
And Lee, would you be able to pilot this?
Or no?
Okay, here's the schedule I'm under. Wrong page. Hold on a second. She just sent out a new calendar, and I accidentally shut the document. I have to have preliminary instrument this Tuesday, so if you make those couple of changes, I can take that in on Tuesday, like just splitting the item and whatever the other change was.
Uh-huh, and put the Likert scale and all that, or you can do that?
I can do that. I can do the Likert scale. Because I have a feeling part of the conversation we're going to have in class is to what people should be using, which I'm going to get annoyed with, but anyway. I'll have a qualitative instructor telling me how to do a measurement thing, which I'm questioning.
Uh-huh.
So I have to have start data collection on the week of October 14th with preliminary data on the 10th or the 21st of October.
Wow.
And I have to have IRB in on October 7th.
October 7th or November 7th?
October.
Like
all
next week?
October. Yeah. So I had originally thought we might be able to do my students and maybe some of Alejandra's students, or I shouldn't say my students, people at Virginia Tech and some people at Alejandra, but I don't think we're going to be able to get two school IRBs approved in the time frame that I need to have it done for my class project.
Oh, I can have IRB approval very quickly.
Okay. My IRB
will But the question is that we would need to everybody be okay with what we're going to pilot. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think the discussion today is enough, or that's the only thing that I worry. But if it's okay for your own project, and if you we can talk, if you want me to collect data for your own project, that's fine. And then we can also decide whether we want to use it for this or not.
Right, and that's why I'm doing the IRB, just a kind of CYA in case something comes out of it that is useful.
Exactly. I'll be talking to you about that then.
Okay.
Well, so do you two want to stay on the line and talk, or do you want to talk some other time?
I can stay.
Well, why don't I hang up and call you so that we don't end up using time on the ReadyTalk system?
Oh, okay.
Because I can call you on your cell phone, and it won't cost me anything except, well, I guess minutes.
Which you have hundreds of, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay, it sounds like we've got a plan, and I think, in my opinion, Lee, you should forge ahead in getting finished whatever you have to do for your class, whether it works with this project or not. I mean, you know, we can say we piloted an earlier, you know, the preliminary version or whatever.
Exactly, yes.
So just do what you got to do, make it happen, and if you feel like you have to have a yes from all of us, just send an email and we'll reply yes.
Lee, your prelim is next Friday, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody wish Lee luck, unless you already did that before I got on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. She'll do well.
Of course, she will.
Yeah.
And she'll call me or something after that, and we'll see where we are on the literature stuff, right? I'll send you the EndNote database before that. Okay, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
in there, everybody.
Okay.
Good to hear everybody.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.